弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。Good morning, everybody.
我想大家不会误会我是老人家吧。
I hope you have no doubt I'm a senior guy.
Yeah, 在这个一个星期以前我去游泳，结果脚扭了。
A week ago, I went to swimming. I twisted my foot.
大家有没有听说过游泳把脚给扭伤了？
Have you ever heard somebody who is swimming and twisted somewhere?
1%还是千分之一还是万分之一？
1%, 1000%.
Yeah, 这个给我们看到。
That shows us.
一当我们要站起来，个人要积极的侍奉主，家庭要复兴，教会要不断的往上增长的时候。
When we set up as a human being, as a single person or as a family in the service of the Lord,
撒旦就开始来攻击了。
Satan starts to attack us.
如果你看在家里什么都不做，什么都无所谓的话，撒旦也休息的。
If you stay at home, mildly, doing nothing, worry about nothing, Satan rests too.
所以我们要彼此的带导，彼此的要有个保护、防备，要预防，就像这个经常有这个龙卷风来以前，大家都有个预防一样。
Therefore, we need to help each other in prayers, just like people help each other before the coming of the hurricane.
所以这个属灵的征战也是。
And our spiritual battle is the same.
我想大家也不会误会我是参加伦敦奥运会把脚扭伤的。
I hope you don't believe that I twisted my foot because I participated in London Olympics games.
非常感谢神的带领，也感谢教会的聘牧委员会和执事们的跟我不断的交流。
Thank Lord for leading me and thank Lord for the communication between me and the hiring committee of your church.
所以我这个丑媳妇今天来见公婆了。
So finally, in the Chinese tradition, the ugly bride finally gets to face the mother-in-law. He's not ugly, so.
所以我想在见到我以前呢，我希望大家不要马上把我定位就是牧师。
I hope that you, when you see me, just don't think that I'm your pastor yet.
你把我先看成你的朋友。
Please treat me as your friend first.
因为我是黑头发、黑眼睛、黄皮肤，跟你是一样的。
Because I look just like you.
也都是来自于那块大大的土地和几个大小的岛屿。
Coming from the same great continent, from the same place.
虽然我不一定为朋友两肋插刀。
Although I'm not going to sacrifice everything of me for you.
但是我愿意做你朋友，我们家愿意成为你们家的朋友。
But I want to be your friend, and my family wants to be your friend.
中国有句俗话说，一回生二回熟嘛。
Oh my God. In China, we have a proverb, the first time is new, the second time gets familiar, the third time gets better, Peter.
所以我们是朋友的话呢，我们就可以彼此的能够有个交流，能够就是你会听我讲什么。
But as friends, I hope that you get to understand what I want to say to you.
如果你在路上或 shopping 的时候，有个陌生人你碰到以后，他跟你说些话，说的虽然有道理，但你不认识他，你不会怎么听的。
On the road, if you see somebody, on your way to your shopping, you see somebody who wants to tell you something, even though whatever he said makes a perfect sense, you wouldn't listen to him.
其次呢，你把我当成你的弟兄。
Secondly, you treat me as your brother.
那你就是我的大哥大姐、小弟小妹了。
You are my big brother, my big sister, small brother, younger sister.
因为我们一族一姓一席一上帝。
Because we are in one God, one baptism, one Lord.
所以你的难处就是我的难处，你家里的难处就是我们家的难处。
Therefore, your difficulties are mine, and your hardship in your family is also mine.
所以我要说话做什么事，你可能对我有所接纳。
Therefore, whatever I do, I hope you accept it.
再其次，你把我当成你的牧师。
Thirdly, you can treat me as your pastor.
牧师是神专门拣选的。
And a pastor is a group of people specially selected by God.
他是要按照正义分解他的话。
And he is going to explain God's words according to righteousness.
所以我们都要降服在神的话语底下。
We should surrender ourselves under the power of God's words.
好，我们现在一同来要思想今天的经文。
And today, now we're going to reflect upon today God's words.
要在思想神话语之前，我想问问大家。
Before we do that, I'd like to ask you.
在中国的历史中有一个人物。
In Chinese history, there is a very important figure.
他的权力是非常大。
His power was enormous.
他的土地我想都超过我们在座的。
And his land is as vast and that surpasses everyone's.
他的管的一些人呢，那不是一个公司，他不是仅仅是公司的 CEO， 好像好多好多，好像似乎都被他管了。
He is not only, he supervises a lot of people and much, much bigger than a company.
在中国历史中，这个人物大家能不能猜到是谁？
And can you guess who this person is in Chinese history?
我秘密已经公布了。
Well, the secret is revealed.
我想他这个康熙皇帝哦，康熙是在今有将近两三百年的历史了，中国历史中。
This is the Chinese Emperor Kangxi, about 200 or 300 years ago.
那他写了一首诗，就是
And he wrote a poem.
就是我们说什么话、做什么事都要有些证据的。那我说康熙是基督徒，你怎么知道？有诗为证。
Well, okay, we should have proof of what we say, and if I tell you.Emperor Kangxi was Christian. I have this poem to show you.
好，我们就读这个中间这一段。那我们特别请张秀弟兄站起来，来把这几节读一下，好吗？大声。
公牛十驾雪平息，北障公牛崩子期。声列四雅半夜路，胡方三辈两番机。五千鞭挞同夫列，六世悬垂暗道齐。惨痛八
代
金牛
品，
七言一
臂
万
灵
奇。
好，谢谢。
Thank you。
那个就留给你的啊。啊，我们刚刚看到这个康熙能够写到这几句啊，我看是他在领受耶稣、认识耶稣一个精华所在。
Okay, let me, Peter, what this poem says, okay? Achieved through by the blood on the cross, abundance of grace flow from the cross. His body broken, disciples turn away from him. His body lashed, no false skin, hung on the cross between two criminals. Brutality appalled the world. Seven words finished, millions of souls started to weep.
谢谢，翻译得很好，我也不一定听得懂嘛。这个关键是有这一句“七言一臂万灵敌”，这是什么意思啊
？The key word is the last one. Seven words finished, millions of souls started to cry.
就说耶稣基督啊，在十字架上讲了七句话。
Our Lord Jesus spoke seven words on the cross. The last seven words.
讲完这七句话以后，他就死了。
When finished, he was gone.
万灵敌，大家应该明白哦。他的万神的形容就是很广很广，很多很多，就是为我们主耶稣钉在十字架上而哭敌。
Millions of souls, millions of people cried because our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
那二道齐，你看，就刚刚讲二道齐，所以康熙他这个。写得非常精辟。
And Emperor Kangxi wrote very vividly, our Lord is crossing between two criminals.
那耶稣基督在十字架上被钉的时候，有六个半小时，从早上九点到下午三点半，大概是那个时间。
Our Lord was on the cross, for more than six and a half hours.
你想想看，耶稣基督在上面想什么？
And do you know what he was thinking about on there?
就是说你现在坐在这里，你不是钉十字架，你在坐了六个半小时，你会想什么？
But if you are sitting there, let's just say you sit there for six and a half hours, and what are you going to think about?
耶稣基督在上面想什么呢？
What he was he thinking about?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
你不知道，知道的举手。
If you know, raise your hand.
我知道。
But I know. He knows.
这个中国有句俗话讲，言为心声。
In Chinese, we have a proverb that the true words come from your heart. Is that right?
Yes. 那个这个七句话实际上就代表耶稣就在十字架上他想的什么，在这个七句话里面，就是把他心思意念的精华提炼出来。
These seven words summarize the essence of all he's thinking about and all he wanted to say.
那说的哪七句话呢？
And what are the seven words?
十字架上七言，哪七句话？我们一同
Now let's take a look at the seven words.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it.
代表耶稣基督在十字架上那六个半小时的心声。
And these are the voice from our Lord Jesus on the cross.
好，我们一起大声来读。来，第一句。耶稣对他说，
我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。仆人爱你的儿子，就对你说，我爱你的母亲。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？我渴了。神啊，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
好，我们看到在路加福音，大家能够记得这个最后一句是在《路加福音》23:40。那十字架上七言
，The seven words on the cross。
那我们今天呢是要看这个就是前面是一句。
Let's take a look at it in the beginning。
我们刚刚已经读过了这一句话产生的背景。
And now we know the background where the words came from。
那个背景之中呢？你会把它安置一个什么主题或者一个什么样的题目呢？我在这里呢是安排了一个说最伟大的祷告。
What kind of title you can give it to it? What I give it to it is the greatest prayer.
怎么说耶稣基督这个祷告是最伟大的祷告呢？
Why would I say this is the greatest prayer?
我们再读一下，来。
Let's read it.
那我们从三个方面看这句祷告是如何祷告的。
Let's take a look at it from three angles.
所以第一个方面呢，我们可以看得到呢，就是祷告需要有祷告对象的。
And when we pray, we have to have an object of prayer.
你祷告，你说话有没有对象啊？
When you talk, do you know who you are talking to?
我想应该是有对象的。
I think you should have one.
你如果没有对象的话，我就看现在的。这个戴的耳机啊，这是我看在路上走，我先以为说他是有点神经有点问题，结果他是有个耳机在里面，我看不到。
I think we should have a object to talk to, but right now people have earphones, and I think they're crazy. I mean, they don't have anybody to talk to.
所以祷告一定要祷告对象。
And when you pray, you must have an object of prayer.
我发现特别是一些年轻的。
And right now, I notice especially among young people.
说话没有对象的。
When they talk, they have absolutely nobody to talk to.
无论是对父母也好，还是同学也好。
Regardless, they talk to their parents or to their peers.
特别是在家里。
Especially in their households.
没有对象说话的。
There's absolutely no object they talk to.
你感觉怎么样？
How do you feel?
那没有对象和有对象有什么重要呢？
And what is so important if you talk to somebody or you talk to nobody?
有对象就代表你和他的关系。
When you have an object you talk to, that signifies the relationship between you.
好比是说，我们昨天一同去那个永和啊，永和去过早去吃早饭。
It's just like tomorrow I want to breakfast.
和你太太兴致勃勃，她去享受锻炼后的牛奶豆浆。
And you and your wife are going to enjoy the hearty breakfast after you exercise.
忽然看到前面呢，坐着一个不大不小的男孩子站起来，然后跑到你面前来，叫一声爸爸。
And all of a sudden, you see a young fellow who stood up in front of you and came to you and called you father.
你太太一惊。
And your wife.Startled.
没有生过这儿子，哪家儿子叫他是爸爸
？How come I never gave birth to this son, and then he came over and he called my husband a father?
不吃了，赶快回去处理问题。
And then you rush home to solve the problem.
老师交代这是怎么回事
？And the teacher said, told you what's going on.
有烟你和好闺蜜先生陪太太去 Macy 去。shopping 还买点东西。
One day you accompany your wife and your daughter to Macy for shopping.
正在讨价还价的时候
，When you negotiating the price，
一个天鹅颈的女孩子跑过来说：“哎，妈，你们怎么买这个东西
？”And a young girl came over and called and said, "Mother, why are you buying this?"
哎，我不认识你啊，为什么叫我妈
？And you say, "Hey, I don't know you. Why you call me mother?"
好，她就开始说她的历史了。
And she's going to tell you her story.
先生在那里心就发跳
，and your the husband's heart started to pump，
脸拉长了
，and he pulled a long face，
怎么回事
？and wondering what's going on，
这个关系重要吗
？and is the relationship important？
所以称呼的关系是非常重要的
，and the relationship between people is extremely important。
所以在这里呢，父啊，祷告一定有个对象的。或者是神啊，主耶稣啊，基本上没有对圣灵祷告的，对耶稣、对父啊，或是三位一体的神都可以。
Here, they say Father, that defines the relationship.
啊，祷告是在这里呢，是讲一个关系问题。还有第二个问题呢，就是在这里。
And the prayer right now, the first thing is relationship. The second thing is.
耶稣就是在被钉十字架的时候说父啊好像很凄惨的向这位在天上的父的呼喊
and our Lord before he our Lord when he was on the cross he cried father he was so desperate
这个时候的感觉我不知道你能不能体会
I don't know if you have experienced such a feeling
就像你的宝贝女儿你的宝贝儿子在那受了折磨时候喊了一声妈妈
It's pretty much like your beloved son or daughter who was in pain and he or she cried father or mother
Yeah 什么就喊或者喊你妈妈或者喊你爸爸的时候你的心会怎么感受
And how does your heart feel
一定会说因为天父知道他在受刑嘛在钉在十字架上在那个时候然后就喊 在这个称他为父
And our father knew that he was in pain, crying loud, calling him father.
相当于认为说，哦，宝贝的儿子啊，宝贝女儿，你要说什么？我静静的听你讲。
It's pretty much like your son or daughter in trouble was crying loud to you, and you say, "Hey, what do you want to say to me? I'm listening to you."
在人生的最后一句话中，你要告诉我什么？
And in the very last words of your life, what do you want to tell me?
这就是父啊，这句话的意义所在。
And this is where, Father, where the significance resides.
耶稣就说什么
？And our Lord said,
赦免他们。
Our Lord said, forgive them.
我说做父的，做父母一定是在听听你们说错。
And if you are as father, as parents.They must wonder whether or not they said that they heard wrong,
或者是听错了
or they hear wrong or they heard wrong.
大家有没有听错或者说错
？Do you think you hear wrong?
如果说这样的话的人，我们想想看，一则呢可能是呢神经有问题。
And by looking by hearing this, we must determine that this guy must be something wrong with his mind.
在受到那样的折磨、那样的痛苦，在生命攸关的最后一刻的时候，而且是受到羞辱，没办法在呼吸啊，在这个挣扎的时候，在说了这句话。
He was under such a physical and spiritual torture and pain. He said this.
如果他这个头脑没有问题的话呢，一定这句话是从天上来的。
If he is all right, this words must not come from him, must come from heaven.
在人间找不到这样的话。
In a human world, we cannot find such words.
要是你我的话。
If you and me,
受到刑罚的时候是满腔的愤怒，满嘴的咒骂，痛苦之中的话，各样的话都说出来了。
And if you and me, we are under such a punishment, we are full of indignation and curses.
而且在这里说赦免他们。
And our Lord said, forgive them.
你怎么想？
What do you think?
你怎么看这句话的意义?
How do you reflect on the significance of such a word?
又可以大声说吗? 你认为你会这么想回答这事情?
Can anyone have an answer? You can say it out loud.
赦免他们?
Forgive them.
那么便宜啊?
Wow, is there such a cheap deal?
凭什么?
Through what? Why?
就好像你的儿子你的女儿受到一个羞辱，非常大的羞辱，打瞎了眼睛，冤枉的这个打断了腿，或者是说的比较不好听的，你肾脏被别人偷走了。
It's pretty much like your daughter went through such a physical pain and hardship, and he was beaten, he was in such a serious condition that his maybe kidney was stolen.
一定会说谁做的？
Well, you must have asked who did this to her.
那有人告诉说没有，是他自找的。
But you're going to be told that no, nobody did this. He looked for this. He did it on their own.
第二个反应就说我要告你。
And the second response is, I'm going to sue you.
告到区的法院，county 法院上。
And I'm going to sue you in the county court.
法官说没有这回事，是他自找的，我们不管，不受理。
And the judge would say, no, there's no such a thing. Nobody did this for her. She did it on her own, and there's no case.
你感觉怎么样?
And how would you feel?
我继续上诉，然后一直到最高法院上，到国会上。
And I'm going to continue to appeal until the Supreme Court.
那个时候还是说没有这回事。你会感受怎么样?
The verdict came from all above saying there's no such a thing and there's absolutely no case.
你认为这个事情你会怎么感受?
And what do you think of this whole incident?
一定在喊天哪，这个地上的这个世上的势力权力或国度都没有能够解决这个问题，一定会呼天喊地的。
And in that case, you must have cried aloud, my God, there's absolutely no justice on the face of this earth.
你会说赦免他们?
Can you say forgive them?
凭什么?
On account of what?
耶稣基督他心里就回答凭我这条命。
And our Lord Jesus said, on account of my own life.
那你说我如果有这么好的机会能够救全人类，我的命挂十字架上我也可以啊。
But you are going to say, okay, if I have this wonderful opportunity to save all this whole world, I wouldn't care about my own life on the cross.
但实际上会是怎么样呢?
But in reality, what will it be?
你还是人，还是永远是人，神永远是神。
And you, as a human mortal, you are remain mortal, and our God is still divine.
你即使死了，也救不了任何人。
But even though you die, you cannot save anybody.
所以赦免。他们是何等何等不容易，是要从天上来的声音，天上来的生命才有这个力量，否则在人间找不到这样的话语，找不到这样的生命的力量。
Forgiving them has such a power that must have come from heaven. In real world, our mortal world, there's no such a thing. Nobody can forgive anybody.
那如何把这个赦免，耶稣基督的赦免，那复活的生命的大能这种赦免能够我们能够学到能够行出来呢?
If we can learn from this kind of forgiving, divine forgiving and live it out in our lives.
下面有几点。
And we can see the following points.
第一个要不计较。
And the first point is not be, not to be picky or particular.
不计较的意思就是说，不要比较，不要认为他多我少，或者你好一点，他坏一点，不要比较，不要计较。
And that means that you don't give thoughts to the comparison between things, and you don't really care about the differences.
第二步做到赦免的话，叫不计算。
The second thing we can achieve this is uncalculating.
什么叫不计算呢？
What does that mean?
就是记在你的账本上。
And you record everything on your own chronicles.
特别是在吵架的时候。
Especially when you are in an argument with somebody.
开始翻旧账了。
And you start to recount the old events.
某年某日，这是一件事。某个地方说了某句话，你藏在你的心里。
And a certain day you did this to me, and that day you did this to me, and you hit them in your heart.
你的账本就翻开了，不知道要吵架的时候翻了多少页，但是产生了最后结果的时候为止。
Your account book has been opened in the heat of argument, and you start to recount everything.
第三步，不报复。
And the third thing is not revengeful.
有人中国有些时候他说，君子报仇，十年不晚。
In Chinese, we have a proverb: if you are a 君子, and it takes a long time for you to revenge.
我认识一个伯母，活到98岁。
I know a very old lady who lives up to 98 years old.
她的媳妇告诉我，
His bride told me.
在走的时候，她嘴里还说，我恨啊，我恨啊。是基督徒，她也是基督徒。
And she was a Christian. And she told me that when her mother died, before she died, she said, I hate.
那这就给我一个冲击。
And this produces a shock in me.
为什么基督徒有耶稣基督的生命就不能像耶稣基督那样在十字架上赦免他们呢？
Why a Christian who is saved by Lord cannot forgive people just like our Lord Jesus did on the cross?
这是我们需要好好思想的。
And this is something we need to think about.
第四步，做到施慈爱。
And the third thing is to give mercy.
在更多前书十三章，我们都会背爱的诗篇。
And we know in the Bible, the chapters of love.
大家会背哦，大家背背看。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，不张狂，不做害羞的事，
不
算心。对，还有大大大，回去再看，好了，就很多，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。那就讲爱的诗篇，那就是爱。最起码就看着说，就是从另外一个角度来看，你不这样做，你是一个施慈爱的人吗？你是一个不计算人家恶的人吗？你如果是计算的话，那你就没有爱了。
But if you are calculating what you gain or you lost, and are you a love-giving person? Are you a mercy-giving person?
那第五步要做到依靠神，常常依靠神。
The last point is you rely on God.
那依靠神，谈何容易啊
？Depending on God, it is not a such easy task.
在第二次世界大战的时候，德国人杀了600,000的犹太人。
During the Second World War, the German Nazi Germany has decimated 6 million Jews.
我知道在这里在座很多从南京来的。
I know that some of you came from Nanking.
南京是多少万？
Do you know,
南京被日本人杀了多少万？二战时候，
We lost in the Sino-Japanese War, and how many Chinese were killed?
30万，这个600,000和30万，20倍哦，没算错。
And we know that is approximately 300,000.
在犹太人
Chinese compared to 6 million, that's 20 times more.
Yeah, 在犹太人的集中营里面有个家庭。
In a, the Nazi concentration camp, there was a family.
一对年轻小姊妹的父母被德国法西斯折磨致死。
And the parents were tortured to death by the Nazis.
有一天，她的姐姐 也被这个德国一个军官。
And one day, her older sister was killed by a German Nazi officer.
在被他杀以前，受到非百般的羞辱。
And she suffered a tremendous humiliation before her death.
当这个军官的手要抓这个小女孩的时候。
When the hand of this German Nazi officer reaches to the young sister,
他就捡起个锋利的石头，把那个手臂划了，只划了很深的一道
杠。And she grabbed a very sharp stone and caught his hand.
啊，我们先知道下面的故事就是，这个军官就是非常疼痛，就放弃了这个小女孩，但这个小女孩受鞭打嘛，他就走了。
And the story is that the officer let her go, and the little girl was tortured.
二战结束后呢，这个小女孩慢慢成长起来，成为一个传道人。
And when the Second World War ended, this little girl has grown up into a minister.
她在讲台上那天就用这篇信息，赦免他们，父啊，赦免他们，来讲一篇信息。
And she was using this passage on the podium to tell people, to teach people to forgive.
他讲的时候，看到后面有一个老人家，一个人年轻人推着车，在坐在那里，非常专注的在听他讲赦免之道。
And she noted during her sermon, she noticed a young man pushing over a wheelchair.Sitting on it, a very old man paying close attention to what she was saying.
那在美国教会里面，在那个西方教会都有这个习惯，就是说讲完道以后，牧师都要跟一个人握手的。
In the Western churches, there is a tradition that after the sermon, the pastor goes around and shakes hands with everybody.
当这个传道人去跟那个人老先生握手问候的时候。
When the minister, this lady, went over to the old man in the wheelchair to shake her hand, shake his hand.
那个老先生就非常专注地看着这个女传道。
And this old guy stared at her.
你认得我吗？
Saying, "Do you recognize me?"
这一问，这个女传道眼睛一盯，心一震。
And she was startled.
马上脸就沉下来了。
And her face was pulled down.
因为她手上有个印记。
And she saw that his hand has a scar. He has a scar on his hand, this old guy.
她说我认得你。
And she said, yes, I do. I do know you.
你今天讲道讲得很好。
And he said, okay, you did preach very well.
你能够像耶稣基督赦免我吗？
Can you forgive me the way our Lord Jesus did on the cross?
他会怎么回答?
How could she respond?
No.
She said, no.
我不能赦免你。
I could not forgive you.
我现在是讲神的道，我一辈子也奉献给神，我不能赦免你。
I'm preaching God's words. I committed myself to our Lord, but I cannot forgive you.
这是人性。
This is humanity.
那位就是那个德国军官，他就瘫到椅子上去了，完全无指望的，就像半条命就没有了。
And the German, the old guy was paralyzed and completely fall apart on his wheelchair, having absolutely no hope in his life.
但是这个女传道接着说
，But this female minister continued.
我靠。做了加给了我力量的，依靠神，我可以赦免你。
I, by the power given by our Lord, I can forgive you.
那个军官马上热泪盈眶，与泉水一样的流下来。
And the old guy came moved to tears.
老泪纵横。
And he cried.
他说：“你的神，我要信。
”And he said, "Your God, I want to believe in him."
在人间没有这样大的赦免的力量。
There's no such forgiving power in our human world.
我们都有这个赦免之恩的生命。
We all have a life that is given by God that can forgive.
你能赦免他吗
？Can you forgive him?
你说我还是比较难呢，这五步从一到五，我还是比较难。
But you know, even though I go through from one to five, but it's still very hard for me.
人的话语是有限的。
Our human words are limited.
但神的话语是有力量的。
But divine words are powerful.
耶稣就接着怎么讲呢？
And our Lord Jesus continued to say.
耶稣基督就找个理由对天父说，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Our Lord Jesus was trying to find a reason, and he said, for they do not know what they do.
所以我们要找个理由赦免你的丈夫，赦免你的太太。
Therefore, we need to find a reason to forgive your husband, to forgive your wife.
因为你有赦免的生命。
Because you have a forgiving life.
赦免你的父亲，赦免你的母亲。
You forgive your parents.
赦免你的兄弟，赦免你的姐妹。
Do you forgive your brothers and sisters?
你最近有没有感到，或者近几天有没有感到，你没有什么喜乐吗？
Lately, have you ever felt that you have no joy in your heart?
你赦免他，你就有喜乐了。
When you forgive, the joy comes into your heart.
你就可以从那赦免 不赦免的捆绑中释放出来。
But you came, you will come out of the power that limits you that is not forgiving.
你没有平安吗？
Don't you have peace?
常常很烦恼吗？
And you are annoyed and disturbed.
像汽油一碰就着吗？
And you are just like a gasoline and that is on fire so easily.
赦免。知恩要在你心里发动，你有能力享受耶稣基督那属天的平安。
If you have the forgiving heart, you will by the power from our Lord that comes into your heart, you will have the power to forgive.
在这里我求你。
And here I'm begging everybody.
赦免所心里所想的对象。
And you should forgive whoever you think in your heart.
特别从家里开始。
Especially, you should start that from your family.
我没唱属灵高调，叫你像耶稣基督一样，耶稣基督一样赦免你的仇敌。
I am not singing a very high spiritual tune, just like Jesus, to forgive your enemy.
先赦免爱你的人。
And can you start by forgiving who you love?
他爱你，可能是爱错了这个方法错了，但是他心是爱你的。
But He loves you probably not in the right way, but his heart dictates him to love you.
或者是产生一些误会，没有办法解释的。
Maybe it is because of the misunderstanding.
你一直把这不赦免的这个种子，这个小小的声音隐藏在你心房的锁在紧紧的那个里面。
But if you lock this small seed of unforgivingness in the depths of your heart.
用铁链用绳子捆得紧紧的。
And you use the iron chain to lock it up.
长期以来你心里的苦毒一直在这个赦免上产生问题。
And that will give you a lot of hardship in this matter of forgiveness.
今天神要借着他的道教你学习赦免，一步一步的开始。
Today, our Lord asks you to forgive.By the power of His word to learn to forgive step by step.
我奉耶稣基督的名
In our Lord Jesus' name,
求你赦免他
I pray that you forgive him or her.
对你自己更有帮助，更有祝福
And this is going to help you plentifully.
我们今天从思想到这个第一句话，赦免的祷告就是最伟大的祷告。
And we know that the prayer of forgiving is the greatest prayer.
你想成为一个伟大的祷告的人吗？
Do you want to be a greatest person to pray?
从赦免开始。
You should start from forgiving.
我们把这句话再吟诵一遍。
Let's read this verse again.
来。我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的姊妹们。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
现在是你和神单独相处的时候。
When you come along with our Lord,
求圣灵打开你的心门。
We pray that the Holy Ghost opens your heart.
把你心里的恨、心里的不赦免释放出来。
Let the pain and hardship in your heart come out.
接着，耶稣基督赦免的生命。
By the forgiving power of our Lord Jesus.
给你力量赦免他。
And you will be given power to forgive.
现在给你几分钟时间，你在心里开声或默默的向这位钉在十字架上的主耶稣来祷告。
Now, let's have a few minutes, a few moments, to pray to our Lord who is on the cross.
在这么多年来长期的捆绑的、不赦免的、那苦毒的、在心里藏那紧紧的。
In these many years where you are in pain and suffering of this and locked up by this unforgiveness,
把那个东西释放出来。
Lord, we pray that you let it go.
耶稣基督今天仍然要救你。
And our Lord Jesus today wants to save you.
因为他是救主。
Because he's a saving Lord.
他要救你从这个黑暗中进入光明。
Because he wants to lead you out of the darkness into the glory.
虽然你有重生的生命
Even though you have a reborn life,
但你仍然要耶稣基督这位救赎主的帮助
But you still need the help from the saving Lord,
特别在这赦免之上
Especially in this lesson of forgiving.
我们安静几分钟你在神面前静静的祷告
Let's
我们都不知道你自己静静的向他祷告
Let's quiet a few moments, so that we can cometo our Lord to pray.
求神给你力量赦免他。
Praying that Lord gives you power and strength to forgive him or her.
让我们开始祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
Our dear Lord Jesus,
我们在天上的父
Our heavenly Father,
我们本不知道何为爱
We did not know what love was.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候
Only our Lord Jesus when we were still sinners,
留我们罪人死
led us to die in sin.
你在十字架上彰显你的爱
Lord, you exhibited your love on the cross.
我们才能够更多的明白爱是什么。
So that we all know what love is.
求你帮助我。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
赦免他。
Forgiving him.
我软弱。
Forgive our weakness and our helplessness.
我需要你。
We need you.
需要你的帮助。
We need your help.
我需要得释放。
We need the release.
需要你扶持我。
We need you to hold us.
使我深藏在心里的那不赦免的罪。
So that the sin of not forgiving,
用你钉痕的手
and use your hand,
完全洗去
and cleanse it,
使我成为不断更新的人，荣耀你的人。
So that we become a reborn person to glorify you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.